They tried to make them out of reclaimed rubber one time, but that wouldn't work. It tore up.
Were the synthetic tires pretty popular when they first came out?
Well, they sold by Racking. And tires were Racking back then. That's what a rubber tire store was. Before that, the gasoline was Racking too. It sold gasoline and tires. Both of them were Racking.
Let me turn that.
Okay.
Still
all right, good. Getting the perk.
Wait,
yeah, we're getting the perk in the background.
It's all right.
But gasoline was rationing, and they have what they call the A card cars. And then a B card was a little better, and then a C card was more or less like unlimited. Then trucks had R's, and farmers had S.
What did the S stand for? Is this just
different stamps or different amounts? And I believe S was more or less for truckers and butt butters and people like that.
What was the last thing you just said?
Huh?
Truckers and what?
Putt butters.
What's that?
That's people that cut putt wood back then, because they were all making putt wood for paper and everything else. And putt wood was a real active business down here then. They loaded out several carloads every day. That was sent to Brunswick to make putt and paper.
How far is Brunswick from here?
Brunswick would be about 120 miles from here, and that would be, they had a big paper mill down there then, probably still there, and they made paper and that. I believe they made other things out of it too, but anyway that's where they sent the wood. But a pleasure rider, he would give us about 3 gallons a week.
How'd they decide who got what color?
The racking board done that. That was your local board, and you had to tell them a kind of a good story to get you what kind of cards you needed to wear. And so,
what kind of things you used to tell them?
Huh?
What was the typical story like?
Well, if I just go there and claim it, had to have some gas, and if you got an emergency trip, you could get a permit for that trip. I mean, like some of the kin folks had died or real bad or sick, he'd get him up to 10 or 15 more gallons to make the trip. They'd probably give him a C book for that. For that month, something to get him by. And of course, the racking board, they handled food, gasoline, and
where were they set up? Were they right in town?
Oh, yeah, they're up over the bank. And there was all local people. They had this full-time secretary, and over to buy a tire, you had to fill out your application and get a permit from them to go buy a tire. And then when you get your tire permit, the dealer would sell you a tire on that permit, and he'd have to send the permit back to his supplier to replace the tire out of stock. Mm-hmm. Or the stock would never be over 20 or 25 tires, anyways. But just as soon as you sold that one, you'd get another one right quick. Maybe if you got as many as 50 of them in, you'd be doing good. Because you could sell them as fast as you'd get them, and you'd get them faster than you needed them than there was. There was no real bad shortage of anything down through here. Most everybody was able to get anything you wanted for sugar, food, or gasoline, anything else.
I was over at the farm today and they're telling the story about a white shirt. Something where was father had some white shirt people were looking for. Was it hard to get any kinds of materials or?
Oh, clothes?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they ever got very short on anything down through here. I mean, nothing left to bother anybody. Cause I think some things were really short and everything, but they always...
Like what?
Well, on certain times of the month and everything, you might find that some of the stores a little short on some of the grocery items that some more come in and everything that you just sell down. But sugar was pretty well always available. And some of your meats got a little short, but not too much. Of course, you could always dress locally. And got some cured local now, and then they had a shortage on that.